A place frequented by Mario Lanza, Pavarotti, and other opera legends has a tradition of mixing meals with music. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston hears how opera became standard fare at the Victor Café.
The ringing of a bell alerts diners at a South Philadelphia restaurant to the imminent start of an aria. A deep love of opera and the need to make a living is the story behind the Victor Café on Dickinson Street. What started as an RCA Victor record shop, opened by Italian immigrant John DiStefano around the end of World War I, evolved naturally. Opera singers came to the gramophone shop to sign autographs and promote their records. And when DiStefano moved the go-to place for opera on the RCA label across the street, it expanded.
So he and his wife, who were already serving Spumoni and espresso to people who would come in, started serving food instead. And what was a Victor record shop became the Victor Café.
And, says Daryl Williams, the Victor's manager, opera and the Victor name have deep local roots.
He was very close with those at RCA Victor over in Camden. In fact, they used to call him over there to get his expertise on what selections they should record and things like that, since he knew the repertoire so well.
It wasn't the staff that started the singing tradition.
Famous singers who would come in, but also the opera-loving patrons who were the regulars here, many of whom had great voices but didn't pursue singing as a profession.
And then, over 30 years ago, in 1979, a waiter asked if it was okay to sing. It was, and the Victor Café continues to be a platform for singers and opera lovers alike.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.